This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue in the third book of the Psalter, finishing up Psalm 78 and then getting into Psalm 79 with judgments on Egypt, God's patience tested. He chose David. How long, O Lord? And we give you thanks forever. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord. If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand? Since we are gathered here to hear God's word and call upon him in prayer and praise and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God, have mercy upon us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen. Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
this holy house and for all who offer here their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord. And for all our needs of body and soul, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, grant us wisdom to recognize the treasures you have stored up for us in heaven, that we may never despair, but always rejoice and be thankful for the riches of your grace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading is from Ecclesiastes chapters 1 and 2. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. I, the preacher, have been king over Israel and Jerusalem, and I applied my heart to seek and to search out by wisdom all that is done under heaven. It is an unhappy business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. I have seen everything that is done under the sun, and behold, all is vanity and a striving after wind. I hated all my toil in which I toil under the sun, seeing that I must leave it to the man who will come after me, and who knows whether he will be wise or a fool. Yet he will be master of all for which I toiled and used my wisdom under the sun. This also is vanity. So I turned about and gave my heart up to despair over all the toil, my labors under the sun, because sometimes a person who has toiled with wisdom and knowledge and skill must leave everything to be enjoyed by someone who did not toil for it. This also is vanity and a great evil. What has a man from all the toil and striving of heart with which he toils under the sun? For all his days are full of sorrow, and his work is a vexation. Even in the night his heart does not rest. This also is vanity. There is nothing better for a person than that he should eat and drink and find fulfillment in his toil. This also I saw is from the hand of God. For apart from him, who can eat or who can have enjoyment? For to the one who pleases him, God has given wisdom and knowledge and joy. But to the sinner, he has given the business of gathering and collecting, only to give to one who pleases God. This also is vanity and a striving after wind. This is the word of the Lord.
Thank you.
Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 12th chapter.
Glory to you, Lord.
Someone in the crowd said to Jesus, "Teacher, tell my brother to divide the inheritance with me." But he said to him, "Man, who made me a judge or arbiter over you?" He said to them, "Take care and be on your guard against all covetousness, for one's life does not consist in the abundance of his possessions." And he told them a parable, saying, "The land of a rich man produced plentifully, and he thought to himself, 'What shall I do? For I have nowhere to store my crops.' And he said, 'I will do this. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and there I will store all my grain and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry.' But God said to him, 'Fool, this night your soul is required of you, and the things you have prepared, whose will they be?' So is the one who lays up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, the Son of our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. Third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Benjamin Franklin once said, "Money never made man happy yet, nor will it. The more a man has, the more he wants. Instead of filling a vacuum, it creates one. If it satisfies one want, it doubles and triples another want another way." Finally, Franklin said, "That was a true proverb of a wise man. Rely upon it. Better is little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith." Money cannot buy you happiness, contentment, or satisfaction. To think so is to be called a fool. On Jesus' way toward Jerusalem, near the pinnacle of his ministry, the crowds were overpowering Jesus, almost to the point of trampling one another. Then one man interrupted Jesus' discourse with a personal grievance about an inheritance. And Jesus responded, letting everyone know that his main purpose is not to settle legal matters. However, he used this opportunity to warn against all kinds of greed and covetousness. And this is why he shared the parable of the rich fool. Two things made this man foolish. He thought nothing of God and only of himself. "Soul, you have ample goods laid up for many years. Relax, eat, drink, be merry." Number two, he never considered his mortality, death. But God said, "You fool, this very night, your life is required of you." What a great commentary for our culture. This is why so many people are shocked when they hear that in 2025, Hulk Hogan, Ozzy Osbourne, Chuck Mangione, and even our beloved Chicago Cub, Ryan Sandberg, die. There are no ample goods promised in the Bible. There is no retirement promised in the Bible. Additionally, you do not know how long your life will be. And for many, sadly, this life for many people is their God. King David adds to what Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, "The fool says in his heart, there is no God." And if your heart or life are full of possessions, then your eternal soul, your entire inner being are threatened. If we are so filled with what we desire, a luxurious home by the sea, a bright, shiny Lamborghini, or loads and loads of money, then we think too little of God. Sadly, we all still covet, struggle with envy, and are at times discontent. Even St. Paul told Timothy and us pastoral types, those in the ministry and those pursuing it, that we should not be greedy for filthy lucre. Yet we all end up being greedy for a little filthy lucre now and then, don't we? This is the struggle for all Christians. This is why congregations struggle to pay pastors and church workers. This is why our missionaries must now raise support before they hit the mission field. This is even why Concordia Theological Seminary has an advancement office. We are here to encourage one another, to let go of what we think belongs in our fist when it really is not. No, the amount of money is not our problem. It's recognizing who owns everything and what our heart clings to the most. This is why King David said in Psalm 24, "The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and all who dwell in it." Repent then, dear friends. Repent with me. And as Paul said in Colossians on Sunday, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated, not on earthly things. God has your life in his hands. He knows all your needs, and he provides for all your daily needs each and every day. He even knows your next breath. Further and far better, he fills you and your soul with comforting peace, divine guidance, and eternal meaning, all because of his Son, Jesus Christ. As St. Paul says in 2 Corinthians, he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich. Think about that for a moment. The Lord Jesus, the second person of the Trinity, who dwelled in all eternity with the Father, with all the wealth of heaven, in time was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary to enter our impoverished world. Jesus Christ gladly took the idolatry of ourselves, our poverty, our gross covetousness, and with all of it was nailed upon a cross. And this is what makes you and I rich eternally. his crucified body and blood shed on the cross. Dear friends, money buys things, but not eternity. It can buy you a bed, but it can't buy you sleep. It can buy you books, but not a brain. It can buy you a food, but not an appetite. It can buy you a house, but not a home. It can buy you medicine, but not health. It can buy you entertainment, but not heaven. Lasting eternal riches for your soul are only in Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. And until he calls you and me to his eternal home, remember how richly and lovingly you are forgiven, and rejoice today in what he soon gives you from this altar. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Mindful of the wonderful works and great deeds of the Lord, let us pray for the kingdom of God and for all people everywhere. Gracious Lord, in your Son's suffering and death, you have reconciled the world to yourself. Grant to all pastors and servants of the church zeal to serve as Christ's ambassadors in their preaching and teaching, that many might become one in Christ through his righteousness. Lord, in your mercy. Father of our Lord Jesus, incline the hearts of all leaders among the nations, that injustice may be uprooted and all peoples of the earth be given a share in the goodness of your creation. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty One, our lives and the life of all things are in your hand. Therefore, remember in the greatness of your mercy all who travel, and send your holy angels to protect them from every danger to body or soul. Grant relief to those who suffer from the devastation of violent weather, famine, or disease. Preserve our neighborhoods and prosper those who live in them. Guard all those who serve to protect us from the forces of evil that are all around. Send healing to all who cry out in the midst of pain and suffering. Glory and praise to you, O Father, that your Son has invited his bride to feast at his table. Grant to every communicant a repentant and believing heart, that our partaking of your spotless mysteries may strengthen us for life in your kingdom. Lord, in your mercy.
Father of life, you raised your Son, Jesus Christ, from the dead, and once and for all shattered the power of the grave over your baptized people. Receive our thanks for all your people who have died in faith, and grant us grace to enter one day with them into eternal joy. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give thanks and praise.
It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty, everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally. Because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity, all who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, blessed are you, O Lord, our God, King of all creation, for you have had mercy on us and given your only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. In your righteous judgment, you condemned the sin of Adam and Eve, who ate the forbidden fruit, and you justly barred them and all their children from the tree of life. Yet, in your great mercy, you promised salvation by a second Adam, your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who made his cross a life-giving tree for all who trust in him. We give you thanks for the redemption you have prepared for us through Jesus Christ. Grant us your Holy Spirit that we may faithfully eat and drink the fruits of his cross and receive the blessings of forgiveness, life, and salvation that comes to us in his body and blood. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us.
Our Father.
Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way, also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as oft as you drink it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Oh,
Now may this true body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Go in his peace.
Amen. Amen.
Let us pray. We give thanks to Almighty God that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.